Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all of you entertainment holics. I am JJ the Muse, and we are here on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in sunny Sherman Oaks, California, and you are listening live to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, starring Jennifer DeVoe Muse, right about now. Say hi, baby.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
As y'all can see, I'm doing the soundboard and everything today because I'm the head dude in charge right about now.
Yes. You can say it on the air. It's okay for you to say it. It just wouldn't be okay for me to say it.
Oh, you mean the HNIC?
Yes.
The head Negro in charge?
Yes. Oh, say it however you want to say it. You're the black
But
person.
I didn't say that, though. I was just...
Oh, just say it however you want. Stop being so fucking PC.
I'm not anyway, being PC. I'm just saying. I'm running the board today.
Okay. Yes, because he needs to learn. Because Jenny's going on vacation next month to see her daughter and family in Maine.
Yeah.
And beautiful. To That's be a great there thing. For my younger sister, Heidi DeVoe's wedding on Yay. July 28th.
All right.
Shout out to Heidi. Shout out to Heidi DeVoe. What up? Congratulations.
Yeah. Very nice.
Your sister will be flying to Maine.
She's going to be there.
You're
going to
be graced with my stupid presence or some shit. I don't know. I haven't seen my family in over 6 years, so
right.
I kind of need to go home. I haven't seen my daughter in 2 years, so I need to, like, physically. I've seen her on Facebook Live, but it's not the same thing. Or Facebook Messenger. It's not the same fucking thing. But we are featured on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. This is where you're listening to us right now.
Hi,
on Facebook.
Talk Radio.
I'm going to go share the post again, the link and stuff.
Yeah.
For people to go fucking watch us. Anyway, you're listening.
Thank you, fans, for
everybody who's actually paying attention, listening, watching.
We appreciate the haters also.
Haters also, yes.
Yeah, we love the haters. Yes, hate some more.
Just means you're paying attention to
us.
Yeah,
spread more hate. We hate y'all.
Anyway, share this link. You're just really.
Be like, fuck, Get Real Global.
What? What? No, this is not green jello. Stop that. Fuck you. No.
Shout out to, what's
I'm
going to
go fuck myself. Shout out to Bill Manspeaker.
He's a cool guy, though.
Of green jelly, green jello, whatever, you know. Yeah. Shout out, dude. I got to hit him up. So I can get him on the show.
Okay.
Shout out to Youngblood Productions.
Yes.
Nathan Young. Hey, what up, Young? Nathan, shout out to
Big homie.
Gonzo Warrior Dave.
Warrior Dave, what's up?
Warrior Dave. Shout out to Acropolis Music Group, Daniel Park. Thank you so much for Vans Warp Tour, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for allowing us to be a big part of it, to be judges for it, and help run the events, the door and whatnot. This last Saturday we were lead judges. I was lead judge for Battle for Vans Warp Tour. This is their final cross country tour. I guess they're not doing it anymore after this year. I heard rumors that somebody else may have bought it out and is just changing the name, like,
of
the sponsor. It'd be whatever the freak sponsor, whatever sponsor it is. I don't know. Maybe it'll stay Warp Tour. I don't know what it's gonna be, but it won't be the same sponsor. For whatever reason. But we had a great time. Thank you so much to everybody. All the bands, thank you so much. Let me go pull up that damn flyer. Actually, let me see, because I can...
Are you talking about for Saturday?
Yeah. So I can announce the bands that competed. I don't
Well, that's announced the winner. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, but... Okay, I just wanted to say who was, battling first before we announce winners.
Okay.
Okay, can I do that, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just trying to find the damn post. This is annoying.
Yearbooks?
Yeah, there's a bunch. Hold on. I want to give out official, like, the rundown of the damn bands. If I could actually find it. Just keep talking about something while I fucking look for it.
You said
stop. Just keep talking while I look for it.
Let's just say that there was some controversy, supposedly, on Saturday night about the situation. It was basically the judging was cut and dry. There were a lot of judges, 29.
Jeez, there was over 30 fucking judges.
30 judges?
Which was overkill. I don't know why they even did that. That's fucking ridiculous. Come on, let's just be honest about it.
I mean,
I wouldn't have had any more than five, no more. It's too many cooks spoil the broth. You have too many people putting in different shit. Oh, I want some smell. I want some salt. No, I want pepper. No, I want paprika. No, I want some thyme. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, think about that.
I just think that it was all right because the fact that you had so many differences of opinions.
Yeah, but it was too many differences of opinions is what I'm trying to say.
That's way too fucking many.
You really need 29 people to judge 9 bands?
No,
you really
not
need.
Necessarily, but
that was the final total on how many fucking judges were actually counted on the count. Okay. And the reason why we threw out a few of them was...
They were incomplete.
Can I say why?
Yes. Because they were incomplete as well as they weren't there for the whole fucking thing. Some judges didn't show up till after the fourth or fifth band.
So we didn't
check. And so you can't... How can you really gauge on that? Because that would be zeros for the other bands. That's not right.
No.
That's why they told us to throw those ones out. Anyway, I counted the numbers. We did the count three separate times. The number came out the exact same every single time for every single band. So I know that the numbers were fine. And the band won that the band won. It is what it is. These were the bands that... that competed. They went on in this order, actually, if I remember correctly. Tower Guard went on first, then Going Under, then it was We're No Gentlemen, Revolution Underground, Satanic Johnny was fifth, and then it was Thursdays in Suburbia, then Victory Kid, then Yearbooks, and then Every Other Year.
Okay.
So those were the 9 bands that competed. Satanic Johnny, Going Under, Revolution Underground, Thursdays in Suburbia, Every Other Year, Tower Guard, We're No Gentlemen, Victory Kid, and Yearbooks. Congratulations to all of you. You're all winners in our eyes, and we don't give a shit. I think we're going to announce the winner in just a second. Be patient. But we want to say all of you were winners. Including the one who actually won. All of you were winners. You all got exposure from this. You all are going to be on our radio shows. We want all of you to come on our shows. All of you. We want everybody. I'm in works with trying to get them all on the show. We would love to have you on. And, you know, hit us up. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Or Jennifer DeVoe. James Muse. Anything. Hit me up on Jenny's Real Rock on Rock for Rock Rage Radio. Any of it. Hit me up on any of my pages. Just check us out. We'll get to you. We will get you booked to be on this show, and I can feature you on Jenny's Real Rock for Rock Rage Radio as well. So that gives you extra exposure beyond all the exposure you've gotten so far through all the media. I can also hook you up with different people who have publications, other radio shows, other TV shows, people who write for publications, people who design rock clothing, all kinds of crap. I can hook you up with a lot of different people. Not just us.
Right.
So think about that. I can hook you up with a lot of people that are in the industry that can actually help you get the exposure that you really, really need and want.
Experience in the business.
Exactly. So now, further ado, the winner for the finals of the Vans Battle for Vans Warped Tour. This is the band that will be going on to Vans Warped Tour to be playing on stage with all the other wonderful fucking bands that are going to be there.
Starting tomorrow.
Thursdays in Suburbia.
Congratulations,
kids. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
They range from the ages of 14 to 16.
Yes.
The lead singer is a girl and a very nice young lady, and she, well, that was her birthday on Saturday, so she actually won on her birthday.
Yeah.
So that's just like karma, like good karma coming her way. She just happened to win on her birthday. Fuck yeah. Yeah. And shout out to Satanic Johnny, to the bassist. I can't remember your name. Sorry, I went a blank. Happy birthday to you, too. Your birthday was also on Saturday. Wanted to wish you a birthday. Anybody else that we missed at the show, happy birthday to all of you. We had a great time. But there were some people who were trying to say that people were paid off and that Thursdays in Suburbia only won because people were paid off and we rigged the event. And bitch.
30 judges.
Bitch, we don't rig shit. 29 judges rigging something. Come on.
30
You're being
judges.
Fucking ridiculous. That's 30 fucking people. Really? Seriously.
Really?
That's stupid. That's really stupid. And I'm not trying.
We got a caller.
That's our person.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Bring him on. This is our guest, Harley Zed Mona.
Hello. You're on Jenny's World Talking the Block. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is author. Just want to introduce everybody to all our listeners. This is author Harley Zed Mona of the book Our Guardian's Renegade. Our Guardian Renegade, right? That's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
can you hear me all right?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you great.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes, we, it's going to be, it was a really great book. I've been reading it and I'm very entertained because I'm a gamer myself. And mm-hmm. I thought, your characters and your storyline, it's really good. So you want to introduce yourself to our listeners and, let them know about yourself and especially tell them how old you are.
Yeah, I'm Harley Zedmona. I'm 17 years old. Currently writing, working on making music as well. And just kind of hoping to break out.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying right there. I mean, it'd be nice if all teenagers were as ambitious as you. That would be wonderful.
Yes.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, but that's nice that you go to school, you're doing your thing, plus you already have one book out. How many books do you have out? Just that one, or?
Just that one.
So far, okay.
My second, but.
It's a really good read, though, especially if you're a gamer and you like fantasy and gaming and all that kind of stuff. You'd really like this book. You want to tell our listeners a little bit more about the book, what inspired you to write it, what the story is about, kind of basically, you know?
Yeah, so it's a sci-fi fantasy epic. It's about a sanctuary at war with an empire and this group of heroes being formed called the Guardian. So it's inspired a lot by, superhero teams, anime, video games, all that kind of nerdy stuff that
nice.
I kind of grew up on.
That's awesome. That's great. That's awesome. I love sci-fi, love gaming. I'm a nerd myself, so right back at you. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Is this going to be like a series of books or different type of stories with the same characters?
Yeah,
kind of like a universe type?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
This is currently an ongoing series that I'm working on with my girlfriend, who is writing the second side to the story, where I write kind of the more futuristic side, a little more of the sci-fi aspect,
mm-hmm.
and then she writes the more mythological kind of fantasy, magic, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Ooh.
I like it.
So both of you have the rights to, are the writers or the authors of this series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, we share the rights to the Our Renegade series, as it's called.
Nice.
Our Renegades?
Our Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Our Guardian Renegades, right? Yes. I like that. I like the cover for the book too.
Mm-hmm.
Who does the artwork for that?
I got to
it's a few different people,
check
probably.
His info. But we had one person do the stuff for the icons, and then the other person do most of the designing and stuff.
Okay.
So we actually did a contest with I forgot that site, 99 Design or something like that, where you know, everyone like makes the type of cover, and then you pay for the one you choose, and yeah, I mean, this one was picked out of like 10 other ones. Was really happy with this one for sure.
Yeah, it looks good.
Right.
I like how you have little symbols all over it, and I don't know. It looks really good. I thought it was very well put together, especially it looks more professional than some books I've seen from adults. I was like, wow, this looks really put together.
Yeah, try not to make it too cheesy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even with anime and, you know, how people make fun of us for watching that stuff.
Yeah.
And the gaming and all the nerdy stuff. Yeah, it is what it is. I tell them, screw you. We don't care.
Chill, dog.
We don't care.
Why should we?
So it says here, it all started with a 7th grade school project?
Yeah, so shout out to Mr. Marvilli for that. Designing your own fantasy hero, I believe, and you got to choose from different like subsets of heroes. I decided to go with an anti-hero who ended up becoming one of the main characters in this book, Reese the Berserker, who's known for his kind of more brutal fighting style, but also his kind of comedic narcissism. And yeah, I fell in love with him, started making more characters, and ended up deciding to make a story out of it. So.
Oh, that's great.
Jeez.
That's really cool. So all just all kind of came together. Like, how long did it take you to write this book?
About 5 years, but it did, or 4 years, I would say. But to be fair, getting started out, I had to do at least 3 different versions of the book because, you know, my writing changed a lot from 13 to 17. So there was a lot of editing to be done.
Interesting.
And since it was like a first time thing, it took a while, but you know. We got there.
So you think through, as you got older, you became a little more mature, and it made it so that your writing style was a little different?
Yeah, and of course, like, everyone's always, like, improving, so it's kind of, you know, it's no doubt that you're going to be going back doing a lot of it. So, you know, 13 years old, I had a very different writing style, of course. So, you know, I did a lot of reading, I did a lot of research and stuff, and, you know, I kind of got to where I am today.
Nice.
Do you have a vision of the characters that you create?
Yeah, I mean,
like in your head, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like an idea of what they might look like, you know, when you...
Like if it went to do a TV show or a movie out of it, like what would they...
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's illustrations in the book of every character, and that's typically not something a lot of novelists do, but again, I wanted to go with that more like, you know, anime type light novel vibe, something a little different. When I was 13, I certainly didn't have the means to make, you know, a TV show or a video game, as much as I would love to do those kind of things. But what I could do is I could write. So I went home, finished my homework, got on the computer, started making this story, and it just kind of like went somewhere. So I took it and ran. So hoping in the future, you know, I can kind of branch out towards more media, but yeah.
Mm. That's cool.
Right.
And are you looking to go to school after all this, or, you know, since you're becoming a famous author and stuff, you know, you
yeah.
Do you feel you need school anymore? You
know, but, yeah, I'm looking to study a lot of writing, a lot of music, and possibly some game design in the future, so I can kind of, you know, learn more about the marketing process and kind of get the series out there in the world, be able to kind of market it more and branch out, as I was saying, to other media and stuff. So,
right. Now we found you through your PR person, basically, Desiree Duffy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau.
Wonderful
Black Chateau
person.
Enterprises.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. She said you live out on, or you're out on the East Coast right now?
Yeah, I kind of fluctuate between my parents' houses, so Maryland, New York, and right now I'm in Maryland, but...
Oh, okay.
But I did
okay.
visit Desiree last year in Los Angeles, so that was a nice experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, too bad you weren't able to make it out for the LA Times Festival of Books that we had recently. Yeah,
it was about 2 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would have been cool. But, yeah, Maryland and New York, that's nice. You live out there on the East Coast. How do you like it? How do you like it out there comparatively to out here? I mean, you weren't out here long, I'm sure, but still.
Yeah, I'm not too into the, you know, hot temperatures. So winter here is definitely kind of my ideal environment. Mm. But other than that, it's a very nice environment for sure, like socially in Los Angeles. And not too different from New York. I mean, obviously, in some ways it's different, but, you know, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, New York. I'm from Maine. That's why I always ask people, like, if they were done East Coast, West Coast, like, what do they prefer, kind of thing. I've been out here for six years, so, you know, it's just become a thing.
Right.
I like more of an East Coast person, but, you know, a little biased there, but.
Well, I mean, I miss the East Coast, you know, for a lot of reasons, and, you know, it's gonna be nice to go home and visit, but. I like the warmth. I'm the opposite of you on that aspect. I don't like the cold. I don't like the winter. That. I'm old now, and I don't want to shovel my way out of my house and shovel my car out of the I can't do it anymore.
Never tried.
I'm getting too old for that crap. So
never attempted.
Well, no, you're still young though. You're only 17. You got a lot of years ahead of you. You like winter, so. Yeah, and you like that winter, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. My daughter lives out there in Maine, so. do you see this like becoming maybe a TV show or a movie or kind of a series type of thing?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, my biggest thing right now is aside from music and writing, I'm also into video games, particularly fighting games. And I don't know, it's you know, something I could potentially try out competitively or something. But if one day I have the means to kind of make this into a fighting game, that's definitely where I want to go with it, because there's a lot of fight scenes in this book. There's a lot of like unique personalities and whatnot. I think that's what it would be most suited for. But yeah, I could definitely see it kind of branching out into a movie, potentially a show as well.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's good. And
from what it sounds like, man, it has a lot of potential.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Yeah.
I agree. It is. It's a very interesting book. I'm still reading it. But so far I like the character development and I like the storyline. So I mean it doesn't seem like it's necessarily written from by a teenager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I get that.
That's good though. Yeah, that means you're a little older than your years. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure, you could say that. I mean, I grew up, you know, 2013 was when I started writing. This around that time, dystopian novels were like the biggest thing. And you know, I grew up reading Game of Thrones and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Samuel Delaney, Ray Bradbury, and those are like they're nice, they're interesting, make you think a lot. But I felt like something about them, it was just like I need a little more positivity in my life.
Right.
So like I tried with this story to kind of go with something where it takes the kind of like a little bit of the serious tone, a little bit of the kind of some of the fights and some of the you know, more makes you think kind of storylines and whatnot.
Right.
That were in those kind of stories, and then combine them with like YA comedies that are kind of like, you know, slice of life, nice and like relatable, and tried to kind of bring them together to make something that's a little like edgy and off the rails, but still like self-aware and fun. So.
Oh, I see what it is. It's the Facebook Live thingy. I'm like, why am I hearing myself?
Wow.
It's Facebook Live. I'm trying to, like, share the video. We're trying to get everybody to listen to this, you know?
Yeah. The more listeners, the better.
We want people to know about you, exactly, and what you do.
Because there are a lot of gamers out there.
A lot of people that would like this kind of this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people that like these types of books and stuff. So have you ever like to try to take your book to maybe Comic-Con or some that type of comic book convention or anything?
I did go to Book Expo, Book Expo of America, which is New York at the Javits Center, was where it was last time. Right. That was a fun experience. But again, it was more of like a kind of like book oriented audience, mm-hmm, and those people are nerdy, but they're not like the same kind of nerdy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe like a Comic-Con would be a good idea.
I think I'm definitely looking into possible conventions on the East Coast and stuff. Just hit up different ones, man. You see one coming up, see if you can get your book in there somehow. You know, you don't need just like a 6-foot table and have them stacked up somewhere, you know.
Get one of those big old banners, you know, with your picture. Be like, "Hair Harley Zedmona. Damn it. Come buy my book."
That's how you get your stuff out there, man. You got to go get it. So, that would be my advice, you know.
He's already ahead of a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
He has PR. He's actually, like, he's going down the right path, which is good.
Getting there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, at least you're making good decisions as far as your path for your, what you're doing as you're trying to get, like, you know, media exposure and people to notice what you're doing, you know, to pay more attention to the book, buy the book, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's a really good read, and if you're a gamer out there, check out the book Our Guardian Renegade by Harley Zedmona. You can find it on Kindle, Amazon, a bunch of stuff, I'm sure?
Mm-hmm. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle.
Barnes & Noble.
Wow. I'm currently working on a website as well, so be on the lookout for ourrenegade.com.
Nice.
We'll see.
Okay.
Cool.
That'd be good. Then you can tie it all together. And do a book series, which is cool. And where can people find you on all your like social media and everything?
I'm on Instagram as at Harley_Z, Twitter at HarleyZedmona. You can find the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and again, like the website rrenegade.com should be up soon. So.
You said Facebook, it's at Harley_Zed?
Instagram is Harley_Zed.
Oh, wait.
Facebook is under Our Guardian Renegade.
Our Guardian Renegade. All right. I'm trying to tag you. Like, making sure I tag you on everything. Because that's what we're supposed to do now, right? Tag everybody on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media. Tag away. Yeah, tag away.
We got to catch up to we have to catch up, baby.
I'm working on it, damn it.
I know, we doing the best you can.
I'm trying. Don't bother me. Anyway.
You got it.
I'm trying. So go check it out. Go check out his book. You can find it, like you said, Barnes & Noble. I mean, holy crap.
Take an Uber there. Or a Lyft.
Ride a bike. They have those locations still now, right?
Probably they got bookstores. Who don't?
I'm 100% sure it's on the Barnes & Noble site. I'm not 100% sure about where it would be sold.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely on the site. And, you know, online shopping is the biggest thing now, so.
It is, isn't it?
BarnesandNoble.com, I guess.
Everybody wants to shop online.
You know, got really, really lazy.
We've become, I was just about to say that. We've become extremely lazy. Really lazy. Society. We're lazy.
Trying to turn into that chip from Wall-E.
Right? Damn Wall-E.
Who?
Wall-E World.
Oh, Wall-E World. Oh, that was Chevy Chase, right? That movie, right?
Yeah, but we say that about Walmart.
Oh, Wall-E World.
Yeah. Because they sell everything on fucking line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's our nickname. I didn't know that. 7-Eleven is the Sevy.
The Sevy?
I'm going down to the Sevy. I don't know, but like we say, I say that on the East Coast. We say, hey, we're going down to the Sevy. You need anything?
Oh,
people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Like a packy?
Nope, never heard that one.
Never heard that one? A packy is like a package store. It's for, in Massachusetts, that's where they sell alcohol.
At a package store?
That's what they call it. It's weird. Don't ask. Anyway, just crazy.
Well,
shit.
That's Massachusetts.
That's Massachusetts. Fair. Oh, you're right. Massholes. Fucking massholes. I'm sorry. I've got a potty mouth around a teenager. Like they don't swear.
That's all right.
Like you don't swear.
Mine is
come
worse.
On now. Yeah. Oh, worse? Damn. I don't know if it could be worse as mine. I got chastised by my own husband.
But...
Okay, cool. Well, you can swear on this.
Definitely
it's all right.
Video game,
I won't get upset if you swear on this episode, Harley, because, you know, we're on the internet.
We're not on FM.
And you can actually swear if you wanted to. Most of our guests
fucking
have.
Great.
Yes, I love it. See, he swear. I love it. I feel like you're one of my adopted children already.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Online,
I'm feeling more of a cool aunt vibe, but
okay, cool. I like it. A cool aunt.
A cool aunt.
Hey, he says it right, man. He said it right, aunt. Goddamn fucking other people. It's not an aunt. An aunt is something that crawls on the ground, jackass. An aunt. Auntie, my aunt. That's how we say it back
says
home.
Aunt, somebody
aunt
says Aunt
is the South. The South, they say aunt a lot.
Aunt.
My aunt. My aunt. No, it's your aunt. It's your aunt. Anyway, I'm glad you say it right. See, he's an East Coaster. That's how you can tell. He speaks correctly. Just kidding.
East Coasters say everything right unless they're from Boston.
Right? Unless they're from fucking Boston. Bostonians. Motherfuckers.
I've never been there, has it?
Look, I love Boston as far as, like, going there to see stuff, but as far as, like, the fucking, yeah, they're crazy there. That's why we call them assholes. They'll run you the fuck over. They drive nuts. They're all, like, just, like, oh my God.
When we get there, baby.
Like, we're not on the Autobahn, asshole.
I take you to, we go to a baseball game there.
Assholes. Yeah, I would love to go to a Sox game, but, you know.
New York is a lot worse driving.
It is. It's crazy.
Take my word.
New York is bad. I drove through New York a few times, and I was glad when I was out of it. I was like, I'm out of here. Now, New Jersey, oh, dude, New Jersey's fucking worse. The New Jersey Turnpike, son of a fucking
bitch. I've heard
of
that name.
Oh, my God, the Jersey Pike, fucking A. Especially at night, you're screwed because you better really pay the fuck attention because deer everywhere, all over the fucking highway. I'm like, what the fuck is this? For miles, there's like deer. Where the fuck is all the deer coming from? And then there's a toll booth every fucking 3 minutes. Like, every 2 minutes or some shit, you're like, oh, Jesus, another toll booth. Jersey Turnpike really fucks you the whole way.
Just you don't pay $30 just to go through, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been on the Jersey Pike, dude, but... I don't know how much driving you do. I mean, I drove as a teenager.
So. Oh, no. I'm learning 100% of my driving in Maryland. Not going to touch New York.
Oh, God, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Those fuckers are nuts. Especially the cab drivers. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Well, they'll run you the fuck over.
You learn how, but if you go to New York, you can learn how to avoid accidents. Because it's
that's
true. Yeah. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. That's what they say.
Amen. 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 I agree with you on that one. But if you could, seriously, if you can drive, you think that the traffic jams here are bad.
Yeah,
New York is way worse.
Worse than here.
Way worse than here.
I'm good.
And you got all these bridges you got to go across. And, oh, and every bridge, they got a fucking toll. Goddamn Washington. The Washington Bridge has got like an $8, $10 fucking dollar toll or some shit. The Tobin Bridge in Massachusetts has a huge toll. It's just crazy. They want
to
fuck you. They want to screw you everywhere. Certain roads out here are toll roads, but very few.
Yeah, not that many, though. The Harbor Freeway is a toll or something. They got some black thing some white thing in the window if you want to do that.
I don't know, but I agree with you, Harley. I agree with you, man. I think you should be definitely learning all your driving in Maryland. Maryland is way more calm and sedate. It's more, like, laid back than fucking New York.
I mean, it's a little too much suburbia, a little too much... Yeah. You know,
that's why you need to get away to go to New York every now and then, right?
Shirt,
that's what he said. Exactly. Kind of fucking stuff. Bunch of white people. It's mostly New England is the whole fucking all up in there. Maryland, all of it. It's all fucking Whiteyville.
Whiteyville.
I'm just kidding.
You stupid.
I'm from Maine. Everybody's white.
She said that. Look, Facebook, her. Say it so they understand you don't want to say that shit.
Whiteyville.
Look, I've never been there, so I can't be a witness to it.
Hey, I'm going to visit Whitey McWhiterton. yeah, he lives down the street, don't you know? About 5 yards down. I mean, what the fuck?
So Harley. What do you do in music? You play instruments or you write or what do you do?
Yeah, I currently working with music production, but I've for about 10 years or so I've played guitar, piano. I picked up saxophone, trombone at some point, didn't really go anywhere with it.
Okay.
But my main instrument that I picked up like 2-3 years ago is bass. I play a lot of bass. And I'm currently looking into production and whatnot. I don't know. Like, I want to tie together the kind of like things I want to do. So, because video games are one of my biggest passions, you know, one thing I want to do is like write music for video games or produce music for video games or that kind of thing. Mm. And like right now I'm working on songs vaguely based on the R Renegade series and other stories I'm writing. So we'll see where that goes.
Hmm. Nice.
Very nice.
Well, you said you're very accomplished already. I mean, considering you're only 17. I mean,
that's phenomenal.
I know some motherfucker who's 17 years old has still hadn't had a job by that point.
Job.
And I'm talking about you, Chance DeVoe.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
On blast like that.
I'm sorry. I just put my son on blast. I'm sorry. I had to be an asshole. I'm sorry. I had a job at 15. I don't know what the fuck. I was productive.
Well, I mean,
was, you know.
Yeah. Aside from this stuff, I also have to balance jobs in the summer, you know.
So what do you do? What do you do for your What do you do for like your side jobs and shit? Like, I mean, you know.
This is more of the side job. I mean, you know, like it's the kind of like
until it becomes
the
something
acting career
until
that you're
it becomes something
one day
huge,
will flourish
right?
Into
gotcha.
Hollywood or whatever. It's gotcha. That kind of thing.
But in the meantime, you still got to work a crappy day job like
we
do. Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, work at a coffee shop. But.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's what do you usually do in the summers? You work for like little coffee shops, little diners. What do you guys? What do you do?
Actually, first time working like that kind of stuff this summer.
Nice.
But aside from doing that, you know, I typically when I'm not working, I'll work on music or writing or that kind of stuff. That's like my main time to really get out my creative energy and whatnot while I don't have school to worry about.
Right.
Or to pretend to worry about at least.
So you're on summer vacation now or you still got a little ways to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Just started recently, a couple weeks ago, but you know.
So summer break just started for you a couple weeks ago. Okay. Well, every school is different. Some schools let out the end of May. Some schools let out beginning of June. Some are middle or end of June. Just depends.
Yeah. Cause
especially if you have, in the north, since you're not from up there, you don't know this, but like up there, we have to make up for our snow days. So if you miss snow days, for in Maine, I don't know how it works everywhere else, but in Maine, you have to make up your snow days.
Okay.
So like they have like a certain allowance for so many days or something like that, but then you have to make up some of it.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes it lengthens the school year by like a week or some shit.
Oh,
I get
you.
And kids get pissed the fuck off and you know. I mean, I'm just remembering
too,
when
like,
I was there.
They shouldn't
last
even have
year
to do that.
Snow days, I think we probably gotten out by like May, but we got out early June because of so many snow days.
Right.
Mm.
I think my daughter, she's 15. I think she may have just got out of school on Friday or possibly she gets out this Friday. So, yeah, mid-June. That's what I'm saying. School's crazy. I mean, but it's cool, though, that you're that you're balancing all this. You know what I mean? You're going to school and, I mean, you seem pretty damn smart. You wrote a damn book like this, so I'm going to assume you probably have decent grades.
You got to sacrifice something.
Okay. Oh, make now. Don't let them grades ever
they're,
slip.
Okay, decent. They're but decent, you know, okay.
Hey, I'm
definitely not a straight A student. That's
you know, dude, you ain't got to be straight A's. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't got to be straight A's. It ain't
or
about
B's.
That. It ain't always about that. So, yeah. Well, as long as you're getting decent grades, man, you're good. You're better doing better than some schmucks. So,
yeah. Look, that's good, you though. Work hard, you try your best, you know what I mean?
You wrote a damn book, for the love of God. You're 17 fucking years old, man. What do people want from you? No, just kidding. What more do you want from me?
What I've been trying to tell him.
Right. But you're doing a good job, dude. You're doing a good job. And just want to say thank you for writing, and thank you for writing the book you wrote. And hopefully, I mean, I'm going to keep spreading the word about it. Maybe more people will read it. Because, I mean, I'm just, because, like yeah. I said, I'm a nerd myself, and I appreciate mm-hmm. the gamer aspect and the fact that you're doing, like, the sci-fi fantasy type stuff. You know, we appreciate that. And it's especially where we need a new generation of writers that write that those types of genres mm-hmm. of books, because you know the Stephen Kings and the Ray Bradburys and the Clive Barkers and the all these wonderful writers, Robert Pattersons, all these just great writers of the world eventually will go away, and we need people that are going to be able to replace them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I can't promise the best results, but I'll do my best.
Hey, you're doing good. I mean, the book you wrote, I think, is very good, especially, I mean, like I said, it looks doesn't necessarily look like a teenager wrote it. So, yeah. I mean, it could have been written by somebody in their 20s or you know what I mean? Or even older, like an
more
older gamer.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it seems like you have more of an experienced feel about you for the book. Most teenagers can't even write a fucking paper, you know, for you know, history class. Let alone write an entire fucking book, okay? So you should give yourself a huge pat on the back for all that.
Yeah.
You really should. And for being able to juggle all the stuff, you know, the working, you're going to work your summer jobs and plus your book and your school and everything. Just stay focused and you will be able to achieve it. You know, you just biggest thing is getting the word out, more media. I'll tell some more people about you guys, and maybe we can get you some more PR outside of us and Desiree. Maybe I'll tell Desiree about some other radio shows and other people that maybe that you could be featured on. So,
yeah, awesome.
Give you a little bit more.
But I want to say real quick, I mean, if there's any, like, younger authors or wannabe kind of authors trying to get out there in the world, and or you know, my age, younger,
right?
I definitely didn't like do this in a day, and I also definitely right. didn't do it like flawlessly. Made right. a lot of mistakes on the way here,
right?
First time publishing a book as well, that was like, you know, a real learning experience,
right?
So if you're like sitting on something, just like go out and go somewhere with it. If you're just still in the idea stage, write the, you know, write some notes down, try, you know, making some sort of story. But I mean, I definitely wouldn't have, you know, had this out if I just kind of sat on it. So,
right.
you know, whatever you've got, if it's an idea or if it's something already down on paper, do something with it.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's very good advice to give people, because there's a lot of young people out there that maybe are trying to do this kind of thing. That are doing music or writing books or, you know, whatever else. And maybe you're scared, you're nervous about, you know, going for it. Like Steve Harvey says, just jump. Just leap already. Do it. Don't be scared.
Right.
Because what's the worst thing that could happen?
Failure.
Dude. You're no worse off than
everyone failed.
Yeah,
you know?
But you're no worse off than you were where you started. If you never tried at all, then you're no worse. You know what I mean? Like,
but
if you do fail, like at least you tried. At least you did something.
I mean, but no one succeed on their first try.
It's called nut up or shut up. At least you fucking did it.
Yeah, I mean you, and then you just like that's not.
He
the
went
worst.
For it. You know what I mean?
It's a learning experience. You know what I mean? And you keep at it, you'll get there. But yeah, that's the worst that can happen is failure.
I'm just saying, if you ask and somebody says no, what's the worst that could happen? That's the worst that could happen is they say no, and then you're no worse off than where you started from. Now are you? Because you're back to zero. You're at zero. You're at zero already. Then what the hell is it going to matter if you stay at zero? You know what I'm saying? If you put it out there,
they got the same opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if you put out, like, it's just like sales calls. Like, it's like, you know, getting sales. The more calls you make, or the more, you know, more you do, the more apt you are to get sales. But if you only call three people, then don't expect to get a whole lot of sales. You need to call like 300 people to maybe sell five exactly. people. You see what I'm saying? So it's about numbers. I hate to use this old euphemism, but the more shit you throw against the wall, something's bound to stick. Anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry. That was a very crass way of putting it, but, you know. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, we want to thank you very, very much, Harley, yes. for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking right. with us today about your awesome book, Our Guardian Renegade. And go out
thank
there.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you so much for being on our yes. show. And thank you to Desiree Duffy and Black Chateau Enterprises. Thank you for all that you guys do for us. And we look very forward to more books to come from you and having you on our show again in the future.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
You
thank
do.
You.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. He's a good kid.
Yes, he is.
A good kid. Good young man. Say young man. I don't all know how you say
we,
that anymore.
We're going to say hi to a couple of our friends real quick.
Okay, so go ahead and do some shout-outs.
All right.
Who are your shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to Latrice Metcalf. I just got in contact with her today. What's up, Latrice? You said you was going to hit the link up. You'd never be on. I told you I was going to hit you up on the link on Facebook Live. Yeah. What's up, Ricky? What's up, my little homeboy? How you doing, young man? You know what I'm saying? He's a big WWE John Cena fan.
Oh, then we need to get you tickets to WWE. I'll work on that.
Yes, he's a big fan.
I do have connections with WWE. I've had them on my show
before.
That's
one of my dreams
is
for him to meet John Cena. Ricky to meet John Cena.
I will at least try to get tickets. I can't promise anything beyond that, but I can at least try to get you tickets.
Well, WWE might be listening.
Okay. If you're listening, we love you.
We got a major fan. He loves. He's a special young man.
Well, maybe we could introduce you to Ariel. Ariel, who was a WWE wrestler. I mean, maybe. She was. She was a vampire chick who hung upside down from the bat.
Well,
ECW? I don't know. Anyway. Anyone, any more shout-outs?
Her daughters and Ricky's them sisters, what's her name? Mariah, and Michelle, and I think Michaela or something.
Okay,
and what's
anyway.
Up to Cali Joy?
Yes, Cali and Joy, always Cali Joy.
What's up, Cali Joy?
What up, Joy? We love you.
Yeah.
What up to your buddy, Mike and...
Yeah, what's up, Mike, Jamal, what's up, Speedy, Tracy, all the kids.
Tracy, yes,
there's a
Tracy.
Bunch of kids.
Yes, all the kids. The Mike Kandris, Mike and Mike Keys, and Mike Keys. All the mics, anyway. All the mics. Did you hear that?
What's anyway. Up, Udi? What's okay. up, Udi?
Yes. What up? Who's Linda? That guy? Who'd you say, Popeye? No, who was your name?
Udi.
No.
That's Kelly Joyce.
He had a bunch of
Linda Bell.
A bunch of friends.
What's up, Linda?
We just went.
Amber. What's up, Jennifer? That's Joyce's sister. What's up, all y'all? They cool people.
Okay,
what's up,
cool.
CB? Everybody. Jeez. What's happening?
Anybody else?
No, I think that's it right now.
Okay, because we only got a couple. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got shout outs, baby?
Yeah, can I do them real quick?
Shout out.
I'm not going to have as many as you. Anyway, shout out to Mimi. Shout out to our
bro. Fist bumps.
Boom. Shout out to T Dog Aruni. T Sheena Saunders. We love you, T Dog. AKA Silent Giggles. We love you and miss you. Shout out to Xander Dames.
The other Dave Navarro.
AKA the other Dave Navarro. Shout out to B-Rett. No, I'm just kidding. What up, B-Rett? Shout out to Scumlove. I'm just doing a bunch of shout outs, being an ass. No, I'm just kidding.
What's up, Donnie?
Nini.
What's up,
Will?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris, Marie.
Mo. What up?
All our gang, all our buddies. Francis. Hi, Francis. And Jay, my sister Jay.
What's up, Jay?
What up? And to my real family, what up? Heidi, Wendy, Jamie, Ryan, Jonathan, and Taylor.
What's up, Maniacs?
Also, shout out to my children, Chance DeVoe and Samantha Bailey. What up?
Shout out to my kids.
Love you both.
Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon and Zaida. And Brandon's son, Cameron, and Zaida's son, DeMarcus. What's happening?
There you go. See, he did family shout-outs, too, and we love it. Okay, awesome. Cool. I think we're done. That's and we're just about out of here. We had a great time. Go see Tantric with Killset. Killset at the Viper Room this Saturday night, June 23rd. Go see it. Get your ass over there by about 8 o'clock.
Come say hi.
I think Killset goes on around 9 maybe or so, 9:30. But please be there around 8 because all the bands, you're going to see all the wonderful bands that are going to be there on Saturday night. Saturday, June 23rd, we're going to be there. Come hang out bring with marijuana. Jenny and JJ. Yes, bring marijuana and alcohol and whatever the fuck else because we party before the show and after. Come check out Jenny and JJ. Hang out with us. Party with us.
Yeah.
This Saturday night at the Viper Room on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. Come hang out with us at the Viper Room. Saturday, we're going to see Killset with Tantric. And we love it.
Yeah.
We will post more concerts and upcoming shows and things. I think No Service. Go check out the band No Service. They have a show coming up soon. There's a bunch of bands that have shows coming up. So go check out your show page. There's a concert page on Facebook. Has all kinds of different events. It'll say the events or something like that. Events and concerts, and you go check it out, and they have like a list of all these different venues and concerts and things in your area, whatever area that may be in. Could be here in LA, could be somewhere else, but go check out, go see a show, go to a concert, listen to music, read a book, support your local authors, support your local bands and your artists and your musicians. Support local business.
Go see an opera.
Go see a ballet. Go see a play. Go see a musical.
I don't have a tutu.
Go to a game show. I don't know. Go to something. Go to something fun in
your
local
area. Don't just sit around.
Anyway, go.
Have you a good time.
Do something.
You only got one life.
Fun.
Do something.
Amen.
See you later. Gotta
Amen.
Go.
All right, we're out of here till next week. Next week, our guest is going to be Satanic Johnny.
One of the
competitors for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Check out Satanic Johnny next week, Wednesday, June 27th. We'll be on the air from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also featured on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now on Spotify. Rock on. We'll see you next week for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. This is Jenny and JJ, and we're signing out.
Gotta go. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.